This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Chevron Championship, a.k.a. the Women's Masters.
That's
I mean, I didn't know they were going to set us right on the ninth hole, but we're sitting right in front at Landry Locker if you want to see how our setup is. This is a big deal, man. This is a privilege to be at. Quite honestly, this might be my favorite setup that we've ever had in the history of Sports Radio 610. If you're just talking about just seeing the action, like you could literally putt from here and – you got an event that is going to be here till 2029. I mean, look at this approach shot right here that's right in front of us. I mean, my goodness, good Lord. I mean, that's right there on the fringe.
I mean, seeing the action, I mean, right where we're sitting is dope enough, but even just walking through here, you can see how it's all laid out. Just really nice, man. And like you mentioned, man, these are the best golfers, some of the best golfers, a lot of them in the world, you know, right
here. I would hope so.
Getting a chance to check it out. Right here in the backyard, man, you couldn't ask for better.
No, you could not. And we're going to be out here all day. Come by, say hi if you're coming through. If you do want to make it out here, kids are free. Tickets start at $35. They got a nice shuttle. So come by. We're out here at the Chevron Championship, a.k.a. the Women's Masters. It's the first major of the year. $35 gets you in, and it's very spacious. I already see some people consuming alcoholic beverages, which if you're on a golf course, seems par for the course. See what I did there?
Yeah.
So we're a week from the Texans making picks. And Nick Caserio yesterday, I call him Hardo Caserio. He was in a mood. I enjoyed the intensity of Nick Caserio. I will kind of push back. He seems to not know much for someone who knows so much when it comes to definitions. Like, he doesn't know what diva is. He doesn't know what a lot of things mean. I thought that was a little bit interesting.
I thought there was
a little bit of lying there.
I don't believe you.
He hates draft ratings. He hates draft rankings. The Stephon Diggs thing, they just don't do things like that. Here is Nick Caserio. If you want to hear Hardo Caserio, here's Nick Caserio talking about the draft.
Yeah, I think anything that's said outside the building is just noise. So it doesn't really affect our focus, our preparation. So, like, we're just focused on our team. We're just focused on improvement, and we're focused on the work. So what people, it's kind of like the draft. Or, you know, we go through the weekend. You know, we're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of. Like, the players haven't even been in the building yet, and we're making an assessment about their performance. It's the same thing in the off season. I mean, nothing is won in the off season. You know, it's all on paper. It's all chatter. Honestly, it's, you know, fun for you guys, I'm sure, to talk about. But our focus is in the building on the things that we can control, which is the work and just continual improvement.
All right, there you go.
Is he serious?
Yeah, I mean, he thinks it's the most ridiculous thing that he's ever heard. Let me draft.
I got a couple of questions for Nick Caserio on this. Let me ask you for one thing. Like, how is what we do different fundamentally from what they do? Don't they grade the players themselves?
I don't think so.
We don't know as much as they do.
Yeah.
We're not the experts that they are. Most of the people that are doing the mock
and
drafts
and the draft assessments
and the draft grades, we understand that, and he understands that. But how is it fundamentally different from saying, hey, we've got a second round grade on this guy, or hey, we wouldn't be willing to take this guy here or there, or we wouldn't be willing to trade to make this trade?
Yeah.
Like, how are the calculations that they make in going into their decisions any different from the calculations that the rest of us make in terms of evaluating, critiquing, or even praising?
I think it's Hardo gone wrong for Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Like, the whole thing, and I don't want to be, well, that's why you make the big bucks guy, but it kind of is.
Come on,
I mean,
Nick.
It kind of is. You,
Come on, Nick.
I mean, that's the interest and grading of the players. It's not a verdict.
Come on,
I think that's
an opinion.
That's why
dog.
You get paid the big bucks. But yeah, Caserio, he's feeling himself, and quite frankly, he should be. And a week from today, we will be looking ahead, and we'll be looking back. This is going to be a week from today marks one of the most exciting shows that I think we will ever do.
Okay,
because I love me some day two. I love reacting to day one. It's one of the most popular non-actual game sporting events. I think it's the of the year. And just the entire vibe, the entire mood is different. And I'm pumped for it, man. I don't give a damn what Nick Caserio says. We'll be giving our draft grades till the sun don't shine. And hopefully, when they're bad, they end up looking good. And when they're good, they remain good for Nick Caserio. As ridiculous as Hardo Caserio may think that is.
Yeah, so... And I also, some other question for Nick Caserio is, do you not understand, and I know he does, but you do, you know how those jerks are like, whenever they ask you a question or they critique it, they're like, you do know that,
you
right?
You do know that.
All right, Nick Caserio, you do know that you own this. You do know that. The whole reason why we're here, the whole reason why there is so much weight on the job that you do, the whole reason why you do make the salary that you do, why it's so many of us in that room talking to you for so damn long about this, you know, obviously what is effectively just a game, is because people care. And the fact that people care this much allows us all to be able to do what we do. It feeds the machine. This is what it's all about. It's not the silliest thing you ever heard. In fact, it's what infuses the business that we all thrive on to begin with. Come on, dog.
Well, the other thing about it is I'm just hoping, and these are just warning signs. These aren't real things. I'm hoping that if Caserio is going to go into Hardo Patriots mode, I'm hoping there's a little bigger body of work than what we've seen. I'm hoping this like little taste hasn't gotten to where Nick Caserio isn't having press conferences for Stephon Diggs and justifying it. That's very Patriot-esque. That's very Bill O'Brien-esque. And I'm hoping that he's not getting to where he can't embrace, because I think the likability has been something that's happened with Caserio, but to where he can at least embrace what he may have embraced when they weren't good. Now, if you get to a point where you're winning multiple Super Bowls, AFC championships, all that, you can do this. But let's not creep too much over to that Patriot way, because let me put it this way. That yesterday on the stream, Nick Caserio, I think they were the Texans stream. I kind of like monitoring that because you can kind of see the excitement.
Right.
There's probably like 600 at a peak for Caserio. Like CJ got up to, I think, 1,500. But Caserio was like 600. Those people that were watching you, my friend, they care about these draft grades.
Oh, for sure.
So I would be careful in insulting too much of your excited audience. Like you know what you are doing a week from today, right, Nick? You are having a draft party. Like it's people are going to get excited. So yeah, obviously. Hardo, it has to pay off on the field, but come on, man, we need you there, brother.
And I'm gonna make this point.
Don't lose us, Nick.
I'm gonna make this point not to defend one way or the other, but I do wonder how much of this, how much of the perception of Nick, how you talked about just now, the Patriot way, and you know, not pissing off the fan or ticking off the fans or whatever the case may be.
Nah, he can do no wrong at this point.
But I do wonder, well, and that's what I'm getting at here, is how much of it does Nick, because of his personality and his Patriots background and all of that stuff that you just mentioned, how much is he able to kind of deflect from the fact that...
Or he's confident.
But also the fact that this is really D'Amico, too. Like, you think that there's anything happening in that building right now, functionally with the Texans, that doesn't have D'Amico's approval?
Nah.
So like, D'Amico presents differently and also carries a different sort of weight.
Caserio's kind of called himself
and
a moderator.
Background. Yeah.
He's kind of called himself a moderator a couple times.
That might
times,
be a better way to
kind of
a,
look at it. Which is kind of like a, I wouldn't call it a transformation, but based on the reputation, I don't think the reputation was always fair, but he doesn't seem opposed to being a moderator. He said it a couple of times.
I'm just saying, both of them went up there this week. D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio both went hardo this week.
Yeah.
And it came off differently when Nick did it.
No doubt. No doubt. We're live out here at the Chevron Championship, a.k.a. the Women's Masters. Come by, say hi. We're at the club at Carlton Woods. We're posted up on the ninth green. It's a lovely scene up here.
Man, this is the scene. This is the look, man.
It's a lovely, lovely scene.
Especially
they're walking.
For Friday.
Do you think that, and this is me being a golf hack, who I gave up my clubs just because I got so frustrated in the game. Do you think that they should be allowed to use carts? Or do you think the walking adds to it? Because part of me just thinks, okay, let's speed the game up a little bit. You know, all these sports are trying to speed up the game a little bit. What? How about letting them roll in some carts?
So let me get this straight. You quit golf, presumably because it was too hard.
Correct.
But you're asking if we need to make golf harder?
Like with carts?
Do we need to
make it easier?
No, I'm saying, like, if they don't use the, yes, they should use carts. What are you asking me? Should they not use carts?
Well, they're not allowed. They're walking, man. You didn't know this? How much of an amateur are you?
What?
Have you ever seen Tiger Woods in a cart, Brandon?
What?
Dude, this is Figgy. Figgy, dump that.
No carts? Well, that's one reason why I'd never play.
Have you ever seen Tiger Woods in a cart?
Hey, y'all, check out the stream, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube and Twitch. I'm out here with a Scarface hoodie and Nikes and dreadlocks, man. Do I look like I golf?
No, but I thought you knew that Tiger.
Race car!
Figgy, I'm just telling you. My man didn't know that they couldn't use carts. Like, what? What are we doing here?
I never asked. What? I never inquired, Landry. It was never something that I was like, hey, man, y'all out there using carts?
So is that like the rule? Is that part of the competitiveness?
Yeah, you got to walk, man.
Okay.
I never asked.
You got to walk.
You know, I did cover high school golf years ago, and I got to use a cart. But now that you mention it, I did notice that the kids didn't get to use.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, so I got to.
Now that you mentioned
it. I got to ask this question. I was going to wait till Monday, but I got to ask this question, and I was going to wait for Lopez to answer this, but I know that we're a very diverse show, personality-wise, all that type of stuff. And I just, I've got to ask this, Figgy, because I've noticed something with the helmet that got leaked yesterday. And I want you to, I want all of our. And you can call in if you want, 713-572-4610. I just want to do a quick case study, okay? Not very many shows would do this case study. What, Figgy?
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. There's enough examples to where between talking on the radio yesterday, interacting on Twitter, and the live stream, we got 350 deep yesterday on the live stream, the nightly locker room live stream at 10:30 on YouTube. I do feel like there's a certain demographic that really likes these new helmets that leaked. And I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it does feel like a thing. And I actually think it's great because it's a big part of the demo. I'd like to ask Lopez because I think he's a little more little bit more of an expert on it. But it does feel like that new helmet is popular among that demo. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Figgy, monitor the text line and let us know if I am onto something or not. It does feel like that.
Before we do this though, I just got the race card a minute ago for what I said about me and golf.
Yeah.
The two of y'all both Figgy, come on now. All right.
Okay. No, but I'm noticing a theme, man. Have you noticed it, Figgy, or am I just making this up?
I have noticed it, man.
And this isn't like I have a Hispanic friend type of thing. Every single one of them love.
You look on the back of the pickup trucks.
Oh, come on, man.
The fine now on the back of the pickup trucks.
Oh, you're talking about the fine.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the font? Yeah, for sure. No doubt. 713-572-4610. Am I on to something or not?
Listen, might have a couple tattoos, too.
It's always been an underrated demographic of the fan base.
No doubt.
And I think that the Texans were also trying to tap into that on purpose.
No doubt.
And it's no coincidence this was a collaborative effort. They talked to Texans fans, and now you see what Texans fans look like. I think you own something.
Little bit of everything.
Yeah.
On the text line, I'm Hispanic. Absolutely love those. Those are fire. I'm getting the jersey day one. Also on the text line, the 832. Yes, you are absolutely correct, Landry. The 713. Yes, I noticed that as well. Not a fan personally, but I've noticed the same thing. So I have seen it. I do want to hear what Lopez has to say when he comes in on Monday. But I do think that is a fair assessment and fair observation for sure.
Yeah, and shout out to the Texans for doing it, honestly. Like, whether you like the uniforms or not, the part that I respect about it the most, and I've had time, I guess now 24 hours or whatever it is to think about it since those helmets leaked. I thought about it more. I'm like, you know what, this is, whether you like it or not, this is a good thing. You know, the fact that they collaborated and they at least allowed the people, like this, whether you like it or not, this is the voice of the people or the people that they reached out to. And at the very least, you should probably respect that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean, the helmet is what it is.
Yeah.
It's.
You don't got to lie and say, hey, I'm a big fan if you're
it's
not.
It's random.
Or I'm a rocket if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But I do think that you can respect the fact that the process, even though the rollout itself kind of got fumbled, the process into, you know, getting input on what it should actually look like was at least in good faith, I thought.
Yeah, it's, I mean, in that hat that Cal had on when he had to drop the picture, that's going to be popular.
That was an interesting photo.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, you're looking at the house.
Was that his dog?
I would hope so.
I didn't even know he had a dog.
So it took me a couple times looking at the photo at first. I couldn't tell if he was sitting on the dog's back. But then I looked at it again, and it's obviously he's crouched behind it. But it was just, I don't know if it was the angle or what, but it's like, is he riding the dog? Like, I was very, very confused.
Do you think that Nick Caserio has ever smoked a cigarette?
No, hell no.
Do you think he's ever taken a drink of alcohol?
Taken a drink of alcohol? I got a hard time believing he's made it this far without ever taking a drink of alcohol.
I think he did before.
I'm sure he's consumed alcohol at some point in his life.
Because I was just imagining he might as well.
Not a cigarette.
He might as well have had a heater lit up yesterday the way he was talking. Just blowing it in the media type's face.
No chance that man.
Each time he spoke.
No chance.
I've never smoked a cigarette. Not one.
It's cool.
Ever. Done worse. Never touched a ciggy.
Yeah. Done that and worse.
Oh, yeah. You probably kind of smell you right now, B-Scott. Smell that heater on you right now, my friend.
Hey, but wherever you are, wherever you go, there you are.
We're live at the we're getting a lot of support on this this observation. We'll talk to Lopez about this next week for sure. Coming up next, and we're live at the LPGA Chevron Championship 53rd edition. Come by. We're at the club at Carlton Woods. It is an awesome event. It's going to be here for a long, long time through 2029. Coming up next, so dysfunction behind the scenes. Let's pretend that the Texans are fighting behind the scenes on draft day. Bobby Slowick in one corner, Nick Caserio in the other, D'Amico in the other. What does dysfunction or chaos look like behind the scenes when it comes to them? And does Cal McNair, do Cal and Hannah factor in to that equation? In the Loop continues next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.